The Road to Hope, written by Rachel Johns and read by Casey Withers. Sitting on a painfully hard church pew, witnessing the man you've always loved declare his undying love and affection to someone else, is a special kind of torture. It rams home all kinds of truths. You aren't good enough, beautiful enough, smart enough, funny enough. You simply aren't enough. As Lauren Simpson watched the Uniting Church minister pronounce local golden boy Flynn Quatermain and national soap opera princess Ellie Hughes to be husband and wife, she began plotting her escape. Not just from this stinking hot church, although getting out of here would be a blessing in itself, but also from this town. Hope Junction was the only place she'd ever called home, but also the place she'd somehow gotten herself a not-so-pretty reputation. And it was suddenly blindingly obvious that if she wanted any chance of finding her own Prince Charming and living happily ever after, she needed out. The thought filled her with more dread than excitement, but sometimes in life you had to step out of your comfort zone to move forward, and Lauren decided there and then that's what she would do. It was time to leave Hope Junction behind and explore further pastures, to go someplace where nobody had preconceived ideas about who she was. It is with great pleasure I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Flynn Quatermain. The minister beamed out at the congregation as a freshly kissed Ellie turned to face the guests, all of whom appeared to have forgotten, or at least forgiven, what had happened 10 years ago. Her illegally good-looking new husband also turned, pulling his wife into his side, and offering her the kind of smile that could set whole countries alight. Lauren couldn't deny the barbed wire of jealousy that wrapped around her heart. Just looking at the happy couple made her feel physically ill. She placed her hand against her belly, hoping to quell the nausea. Most people in her predicament would have boycotted such an affair, but that just wasn't done in a place the size of Hope Junction. The hospital manager had organised agency nurses to work this weekend, so the local staff could attend and enjoy the most important wedding the town had ever seen. There were even journalists and camera crews here, for crying out loud. Lauren would have looked bitter and twisted if she'd insisted on working instead of attending, and just because she was bitter and twisted didn't mean she wanted everyone to know. Straightening in her pew and flapping the wedding program like a fan near her face, she glanced sideways at her best friend Whitney and attempted a carefree smile. Whitney returned the smile and then turned back to gaze at the front of the church, where her husband, Jordan O'Donnell, better known as Rats, was Flynn's best man. Beside the bride stood Flynn's teenage sister Lucy, pretty as a picture in a magenta bodice and black-skirted bridesmaid dress. Very glamorous, very modern, Lauren had to admit, though she wouldn't have chosen black for the bridesmaids at her own wedding. Pah, a voice inside her head mocked her. What wedding? You'll have to find a man who wants to marry you first.